We are about to start our third day of hiking the West Highland Way, and I thought that I would do just a little audio update to let you know how things are going. We'll have an extensive podcast, I hope, at the end of the trip, but that probably won't get put together until I get home in a few weeks. Excuse me. There's a group of 11 hikers and one leader, so it makes 12 of us, and Mom, Dad, and I are the only Americans. Everyone else is from England, which really isn't a surprise. That's usually how it goes. All pretty congenial group. It's going well so far, and I'll just talk quickly about the first 2 days of hiking. I'm totally leaving aside our trials and tribulations getting to Edinburgh and the time we spent there, because we'll talk about that some other time. This is going to be all about the West Highland Way. We took the train from Edinburgh to Milngai, which is not spelt like it sounds. It's actually spelt Milngavie, and it's pronounced Melgai. We caught the train to Melgai, and that was easy enough, although the train seemed to have more stops than we expected. Once we got to Melgai, we found ourselves a little tea shop, and we quickly found many of the other people in our group. We all converged on the same tea shop. Maybe it would be the only one that was open. It was the closest one that was open to the train station, and they had very nice teas, and the cakes and pastries they had left. It was late in the day, by their standards anyway, about edging up on 4 o'clock, were very, very good. And the owner of the tea shop, or at least the person that waited on us, a very exuberant young woman, she'd actually hiked with a friend of hers the West Highland Way last year, and they did it in 5 days, which means they were pushing 20 miles a day to do it. But as I say, she looked young and fit, and she certainly had boundless energy. Very nice. Great way to start the trip, a wonderful introduction like that. Took our little bus to the hotel located here in Drymen, or Drymen, D-R-Y-M-E-N, the Buchanan Arms, and it's a Best Western of all things. There's a quite an extensive hotel here. They have spa facilities, which include, if you want, massages and pedicures and things like that. I'm feeling it in my quads a little bit today, so a massage probably would feel kind of nice, but of course there's no time. The hiking on the West Highland Way starts in Melgai, and you start right away in a parkland. And in that parkland area, as you pass by a river, I think it's the Allender Water. I'm not sure, but I think that's what it is. There were numerous, scores perhaps, of people, and felt like even more dogs, all running about, pretty much all off leash. Good thing they're friendly, or at least not aggressive. Lots and lots of people. As we moved away from the town, the number of people diminished considerably, and we actually had to get off the official West Highland Way. It was a route diversion. I don't know exactly why. But that ended up being all to the good, because we discovered the Mugdock Castle, which was built, I believe, in the 1530s. And there's quite a decent bit of it still up. At least one major tower, many walls, very, very well maintained and taken care of in terms of the ground. So it was nice to see that. The hiking up to that point had been on paths through rolling hills, and that's a lot of what you see here is rolling hills. And some of the hills on the edges are what they would here call, they call them fells, and a fell is a barren, rocky hill. Of course, most of these hills and the lowlands that the hills surround are grazed by sheep, and we certainly saw a few as we walked along, making reasonable time. By the way, at this point in time, the weather was quite exceptional. It was only partly cloudy, edging towards mostly sunny. Just some cumulus clouds dying the sky. They'd grow a little thicker as the day wore on. just really wonderful weather, great walking weather, really. Maybe a skosh warm by Scottish lights, but wonderful weather. We left the castle and continued on through more rolling terrain, eventually rejoining the official West Highland Way. And at this point, the way is not terribly interesting. It follows for many, many miles an old railroad grade. And that was, it was a little bland, but it's still nice enough walking. Of course, you're never very far away from the sounds of man. There was a road nearby, and that's a little bit detracting, but still not a bad day. The next day, and I got to rush this a little bit, was much more eventful. 15.8-mile day, more or less, and considerably more elevation gain and loss than anyone was expecting. Well over 2,000 feet of gain and loss. The features of the day are Conic Hill, which is a 1,000-plus summit overlooking Loch Lomond, the southern end of it, and the views from there are really spectacular. To get there, you're again climbing through rolling hills, generally along good paths, although it started out yesterday on some paved road and country road, what we'd probably call two tracks, or maybe a little bit wider than that. And then the steep climb up to Conic Hill, followed by a steep descent, again on a very good path with lots and lots and lots of steps. They don't believe in switchbacks here. Down to the little village of Balmaha, where we got some ice cream and where I'll take part in using some of the facilities. Bustling village. There must be a resort of some sort. Lots of people there, including the 50-plus young Dutch school kids who had been up on Conic Hill with their two chaperones. You leave Balmaha and you skirt the shoreline of Loch Lomond. And that makes it sound like we were always inside the lake. That's not true. A lot of times we were right on the lake shore, walking on or right by some rocky or sandy beaches. Very pretty. But then the trail would dive inland, and when it did that, it invariably climbed up 100 to 200 feet. It did this several times. I'm not quite sure I want to call them pointless ups and downs, but they had that feel about them, especially since most of them didn't have any kind of views. On the other hand, it was nice forest walking, especially the forest coming off of Conic Hill was a wonderful conifer forest. Lots of trees, and it had a feel of a proper forest, not a man-made planted one. Very, very nice. So the walking, the skirting around of Loch Lomond took the afternoon. We eventually got to the little village or the outskirts of it, Roar Denon, where the coach was going to pick us up at 5:30. We got there just before 5:30. We'd taken some lengthy breaks along the way. Levens's lunch, time at the top of Conic Hill, a little bit of time in Balmaha, time here and there and everywhere. It adds up pretty quickly. So, you have an 8-hour day, 6 hours of which, maybe a little bit more, is spent hiking. And after all said and done, you get 15.8 miles of hiking in, and you get catch the coach and come back to the hotel and relax, have a very filling dinner. The food here has been very good. And today we will get back on the bus and go to Roar Denon to hike to Ard Lui. We'll be moving to a different hotel tonight, and we'll continue on our merry way for another. We have 5 more days of hiking. Today is supposed to be reputedly a very challenging day, about 12 miles. No idea how much elevation gain and loss. I know what the book says, the little pamphlet, but I don't believe it. So we shall see what we shall see. And by the way, the weather looks like continuing to hold as far as rain goes. No real rain in the forecast for another day or so. And that would be wonderful. I'll try to get back in touch when I can. Bye for now.